we bring you Viewpoint with Pete Steveson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.
Once again today, we're continuing to look at the topic, adultery. As we search the pages of the Old Testament, we find that God warns against adultery more than any other sin. Over and over again, God condemns this sin as being one that possesses grave consequences for the man that practices it. And yet, with all the warnings against adultery, we still find that many Christian men fall into this sin every year. I'm personally convinced that this temptation traps many men because of its strength as it appeals to the fleshly responses of the human body. And until men recognize the strength of an adulteress's appeal, many men will continue to be trapped by this sin. The book of Proverbs speaks of four avenues by which the adulteress lures men into her snare. Only when we see these four areas for what they are, and then purpose in our hearts to avoid their appeal, will we overcome Satan's temptation that seeks to turn us aside from God's will for our lives. The first way in which the adulteress appeals to a man is through her physical appearance. Proverbs 6:25 warns, "Lust not after her beauty in thine heart, neither let her take thee with her eyelids." Many men take the first step toward their eventual fall when they look at a woman's physical appearance and begin to lust after what they see. In reality, this is a very foolish thing to do. As Proverbs 31:30 points out, beauty is vain or empty. It is a vain quality because it is only a temporary thing that will not last for many years. And it is a vain quality because it is a surface quality only, covering the inner decay of the adulteress's real character. Any man who focuses on the appearance of a woman allows a temporary external quality to draw him away from the permanent internal qualities of godliness that are much more important. A second way in which the adulteress appeals to a man is through her dress. Proverbs 7:10 refers to the attire of an harlot. It is no accident that immoral women usually dress in a provocative manner. They appeal to the fleshly lusts in this manner. But once again, the appeal is external, emphasizing something that will not last. Christian men should be aware of this so that they can avoid yielding to the appearance of an immoral woman. The third source of the adulteress's temptation lies in her sensual actions. Proverbs 7 describes the seduction of a young man by an adulteress. She entices him with her kisses and holds out to him the prospect of a night of romance. "Come," she says, "let us take our fill of love until the morning." And once again, this appeals to the fleshly lusts of the man, and he is a fool if he gives in. The fourth avenue by which the adulteress appeals to a man is the most dangerous one of all, because it is through an approach that we would not normally consider dangerous. But six times, the book of Proverbs mentions that the speech of an adulteress is a way by which she entices the man into her trap. "The lips of a strange woman drop as in honeycomb, and her mouth is smoother than oil." Through flattering the unsuspecting man, she builds his ego, soothes his troubled feelings, and gradually transforms his attentions from his own wife to her. Once again, the temptation must be resisted. The best way to fight temptation is to build your convictions against it before you face it. Today, I'd like to urge Christian men hearing the program to tell the Lord that they'll fight these temptations wherever they occur. The physical appearance of a woman, her provocative dress, sensual actions, and her flattering speech, these are the means that the adulteress uses to bring a man into sin. By the grace of God, let's determine not to yield to these temptations.
You've just heard Viewpoint with Pete Steveson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.